So as many of you know, I attended the ISS convention a few weeks ago, and let's take this episode and I'll tell you some of my takeaways from that convention. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor wanting to get in the self-storage business or wanting to grow their self-storage business. Inside the Quick Start Academy, you'll find courses such as the on-demand self-storage boot camp and fundraising for the small self-storage investor. There's also free training there, as well as free training at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the training/blogs tab. But in no particular order, let's talk about some of the things that I came away with from the convention. First is the consolidation of the self-storage space itself. And it's not surprising, if you think about it, over the last decade, 15 years, how much institutional money has flowed into the self-storage space. In the last 10 years, I've seen small owners go from approximately 62% to 48% of all the self-storage facilities out there. Now, given there's 63,000 self-storage facilities in the U.S., 48% of those is still a lot of opportunity for us smaller investors. But in 10 years, smaller investors have lost about 15% of the market share. 10 years ago or so, REITs accounted for approximately 22% of all the facilities out there. Today, they're running in the 33% range, and the rest of the consolidation has occurred from funds and larger regional players. Now, you may have your thoughts whether this is good or bad. It really doesn't matter in a capitalist economic system. And I have a feeling that our, quote, capitalism is a far cry from what Adam Smith called capitalism. But regardless of what your thoughts about it are, this is what's so in the self-storage space. So as a small investor, our job is to take advantage of whatever the landscape is that we find ourselves operating in, and control and turn dials and levers on stuff that we can control. Our investors, our partners, our families are all depending on us to do this. So how does this look for the small investor? Well, first of all, we focus on deals that they're not looking at, the larger players. We figure out how to buy or develop and get in the space, create something that they would want, and then sell it to them on our exit. That's what I did over the past decade with two brands. Now, the truth is, it was more by accident and by taking advantage of what was happening than by design, but that's what we ended up doing, selling two brands to the REITs and funds. So with all the consolidation taking place, your job is to figure out how to get in, how to buy or develop self-storage, and then create something that they would want. Even if you don't sell it to them, you've increased the value of your asset because you have something an institutional buyer would buy. Now, the next big takeaway I got was how much the industry is really changing. I'm constantly reminded of the fact that I'm wrong about 50% or more in life. I can remember early in my real estate career, I was at a listing appointment for a commercial corner in my hometown, and I was talking to the seller about what they were expecting in terms of a sale price. She told me $1 million for this acre, and I told her that in my lifetime, this site will never be worth $1 million. Within a year, she had leased that land to a Walgreens developer at a value commensurate to $1 million. And I learned right there early in my career that never will not cross my lips and come out again. Now, that doesn't mean I don't think it. My entire self-storage career has been defined by my understanding of what institutional grade real estate is. In fact, that's how I got into business. I was a broker and I started selling self-storage to REITs in the mid-90s, and I saw what institutional buyers were looking for and went out and created my own self-storage strategy based around that knowledge. I knew for a fact that institutional grade self-storage was 50,000 square feet or more, had managers in place, had sold retail items, had certain security features, and either all climate control or a mixture of climate control and non-climate control. Well, here's what's so. Extra Space last year bought Storage Express, $590 million. They had 107 facilities, almost all of them smaller, automated, non-managed facilities. Public Storage has 400 automated facilities and growing. The face of institutional grade self-storage is evolving. Soon, I'm sure it will include boat and RV developments. So what this tells me is that if you can develop or redevelop small, nice self-storage facilities, you'll now be able to get 0.5% or 1% more on the exit cap than I would have told you you could get 2 or 3 years ago. Now, that doesn't mean you can buy one building with 12 units out in a rural area on a two-lane road with grass or gravel and no fence, and a REIT's going to buy it. What I am saying is that REITs will look at automated facilities now and include that in their portfolios, which opens up a whole new world of buyers for small self-storage projects. The third takeaway that I was excited about was in the expo hall. Now, granted, I was there focused on construction. We've started a new construction company geared towards a small self-storage investor. Initially, I started it because I had to solve my construction problems, and we kind of opened it up with a two-phase system to help other smaller investors. Phase one is helping them as an owner's rep get to the point where they have biddable documents without spending what they would need to spend for all the architectural and engineering that usually occurs. And then two, we would be one of the contractors that actually bids it. And our bid is more like a cost plus, and our plus is lower than most other GCs. But that's not what this episode's about. I was there really focused on the construction side of the industry as I was walking through the expo hall, and I was very pleased to see all the newer vendors that are in the self-storage space besides the ones that we all know about. As construction prices continue to rise, and as the soft costs, architectural and engineering, continue to rise, and it appears no matter which party we get in office, we're going to still have tariff wars going on. It's good to see new competition showing up in the construction space. Now, this may sound counterintuitive to the consolidation I'm talking about. And on the operations side, we have seen a lot of consolidation in the self-storage, you know, services or provide owners. All I need to say is the word sparefoot, and you should know what I'm talking about. But at least on the construction side, what I saw was a lot of new high quality vendors with, quote, at least from the booth, quoting very good per square foot numbers for fabricated systems and different aspects of construction storage. And it was good to see that new competition from smaller players coming into the space. We cannot help but benefit from that as small self-storage investors. There are a few other takeaways. I'll probably do some episodes on each one of them and have an episode on just one takeaway. There were a couple more that we won't talk about in this episode, but those were some of the higher level takeaways that I saw from being at the Self Storage Conference in April 2024. More on a couple others coming up in some immediately following episodes in the next few weeks, and I look forward to sharing those with you. So if you're a small self-storage investor, your job is to figure out your strategy for getting in or developing so that you can be in the game and take advantage of the consolidation that's going on in this space. One of the tools you could use would be the Storage World Analyzer. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage or StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. So I look forward to being with you next week as we talk about one of the new takeaways that we're really focused on as we grow our self-storage business. I'll talk to you then.